Let's talk about gorillas. real quick, let's talk about gorillas. Can we? Can we talk about gorillas? So, yesterday, the big story that was going around, and today, was the gorilla that was shot over the weekend. And protests, I kid you not, man. Protests. I'm telling you, the world is becoming, the world's becoming kooky, okay? Seriously, the world is becoming kooky because you have protests. You actually, I give you one better. You actually, now, I don't necessarily know if it's because of the gorilla, but it is kind of a coincidence. But you actually have animal activists bum-rushing Bernie Sanders. I kid you not. Okay? I kid you not. I kid you not. Bernie Sanders yesterday was in, I think they say Oakland. Oakland. Yes, it's Oakland. And a bunch of animal activists rushed the stage. Nobody's making a big deal out of it. I don't know why. Somebody rushes the stage of Donald Trump, and it's national news, and it's replayed over and over and over and over again. The Bernie Sanders stage rush. No one's talking about it. Nobody cares. No, one, no, nobody says anything. It's like, so what? It's Bernie Sanders. But this direct action everywhere. It's an animal liberation group. They rushed the stage. They rushed them. Boom. They got tackled. they got tackled. They got tackled. And they want they want Bernie Sanders to talk more about animal justice. I kid you not. I kid you not. They released a press statement. Now, again, nobody's really talking about this. I don't know why, but I think they should. At least just a little. But activists do not protest at Bernie Sanders rallies in opposition of Sanders himself, but rather to pull Sanders in their direction. Sanders' opponent, Hillary Clinton, recently released a campaign platform on animal issues. Although it stops far short of what activists would like to see, activists expect Bernie Sanders, the progressive candidate, to support more radical action to provide animals not just with improved conditions, but with legal rights to be free from harm. What do you think of that? What do you think about that? Huh? What do you think about that? Sounds like a Hillary Clinton supporter bum rushing the Bernie Sanders stage. I don't know. Seems like a little Seems like I don't know, a coincidence that it happens when they shoot the gorilla. Now, yes, it's sad. The poor gorilla got shot. But have you seen the video? Have you seen the video? I'm not talking about the first video. I'm not talking about the first video that just shows the gorilla in the corner. And it looks like he's holding the child. Because that was the first video. Now, I don't know if the press didn't have the second video. I don't know if they were not showing the second video for a reason. I don't know. That I cannot speculate on. But the first video that has the gorilla holding the child that made everybody go, oh, they had to kill that poor gorilla. Oh. That video was very deceiving because the second video that came out later on yesterday, we actually put it on our site, shows the gorilla with the child by his leg dragging him through the water. Okay? Not once, but twice. Because the full video, again, the full video has the child being dragged not once, but twice. Not once, but twice. Dragged like it was a chew toy. And when you see that video, you go, oh, well, come on. You had to kill the gorilla. He wasn't cradling the child in its arms. He was using it like a chew toy. No, it's sad. It is. It's sad. I'm not. I like animals. I got two dogs. I like animals. But what else are you gonna do? What else are you gonna do? You can't trank the ape or gorilla, whatever the hell you call it. Can't trank them. And when you watch that second video, you understand. Yeah, that was no. Let me hold this child. Now, with that being said, why did the mother? Now, I don't know if there was a father involved. I don't know that. But why didn't the mother? Well, two questions. How could the mother let her child jump into the gorilla enclosure? I mean, what the hell's wrong with her? I know people are like, well, you don't have a child, you don't know what it's like, you know, they just get away from you. Listen, I get your kid gets away from you at the supermarket, you know, runs over to the candy section. I get it, but this is a zoo, okay? This is a zoo. There's danger everywhere, all right? There's danger everywhere. There's danger everywhere when you're at a zoo. You don't let your child get away from you. I'm not big on the kid leashes. I think it looks kind of funny. You're treating your child like a dog. But I will say this, in a situation like a zoo or large crowd setting, might have to rethink the whole leash kid dog thing. All right, there's my first question is, How the hell do you let your kid wander off into the gorilla enclosure? And secondly, why didn't the mom jump in? I wasn't in the situation. I can't for sure say what I would have done, but it's your child, your flesh and blood, your baby. Wouldn't you have jumped in there? Seriously, wouldn't you have jumped in there? There you are, watching your child in the water with a gorilla. Wouldn't you have jumped in there, tried to do something? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, how many times do you hear of someone getting attacked by a shark and people jump in to save the person? Strangers! They jump in the water. Someone's getting attacked. Ah, I just got bit. They jump in and they go and get the person. Are you kidding me? The shark could still be there. You don't know what's going on, but they do it. They do it. They do it. And here's this mom. Here's this mom watching her child get dragged around by a gorilla. I don't know. It's kind of messed up. I would have jumped in there. Yeah. Maybe I get killed. Maybe we both get killed. But I can't imagine just sitting on the embankment going, oh my God, look. Look, hey, hi. Hi, baby. Could someone get a zookeeper? Now, yes, it worked out. He had the zookeeper, who was like the American gorilla sniper, for heaven's sake. Seriously. What a shot. Bang. And you know he had to shoot that gorilla in the head. There was no chest. I mean, it's a big gorilla. You don't just shoot it in the chest. You're not gonna kill a gorilla by shooting it in the chest or shooting it in the leg. I mean, that was a headshot. Bang! I mean, that guy was that's a definite sniper shot. Yeah, granted, it's a little closer than sniping activities. A zookeeper. You gotta put it in perspective. How many zookeepers are asked to save someone? So, gotta hand it to the impressive shot of the zookeeper. Impressive shot. But those are my questions. I don't have a lot of time to spend on the gorilla incident, but they had to do it. Had to do it. When you see that second video, you understand why they had to do it. Yes, it's sad. But if people want to be outraged, don't be outraged at the zoo. Don't be outraged at the zoo sniper. Be outraged at the mom. Seriously, be outraged at the mom. What kind of mom? What kind of dad? What kind of parent would let their child get away from them and get into a zoo enclosure that has gorillas in them? Seriously. And I know I don't have a kid, but listen. If I'm at a zoo and I'm somewhere that looks like my kid could get into something, I'm making sure he doesn't get away from me. It's just not going to happen. And if he does, I'm in that water right after him. I hear, and I look, and he's in that water. I'm there. Just my two cents.